The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When the Magi had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him." Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod, that what the Lord had said through the prophet might be fulfilled, "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod realized that he had been deceived by the Magi, he became furious. He ordered the massacre of all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity, 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had ascertained from the Magi. Then was fulfilled what had been said through Jeremiah the prophet. A voice was heard in Ramah, sobbing and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children, and she could not be consoled, since they were no more. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Innocents, those little children who were slaughtered at the command of King Herod. And today is as good a day as any to remember that all life is sacred, whether it be small, inconvenient, unwanted, poverty-stricken, whether it belongs to a different country or ours, whatever. All life is sacred. It's still life. It's still sacred, even if we don't necessarily want to admit it. After the Blessed Sacrament, the human person is the most sacred thing in existence. There's wars. There's abortion, there's slaughtering of innocents throughout the world. Today of all days, we need to pray for an end to all of it. So let's pray a Hail Mary for that. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.